just want to party. Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Tune in to all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County, every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music pick and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m. At 1 p.m., every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with music for the masses from Catskill, with sounds from around the world. At 4 p.m. every Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Azuka Legba are live with the Lile Latan version of the WGXC Afternoon Show until 6 p.m. And every Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish Show at 8 p.m. on the radio from Accra on 90.7 WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Guillermo Rickerson of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
You have the already global networks. So my argument is very simple. The present media is too large and wasteful. From now on, we should think about the more smaller media to diverse our culture and community. I have different idea on airwave. Airwave belong to the every people, everybody, not to the states or a government. Okay, I will make the transmitter now. Special radio station. Telephone number is 212-420-9045.
Pedimos que por favor reporten al 420-9045. Estamos midiendo la fuerza de esta transmisión, una nueva emisora.
This is great.
But I have already the VHS
independent narrowcasting.
For less than it costs to buy a real good radio.
Building. WNYU, too. We're actually going over a really powerful station.
Really?
Right
we're
now.
Going over NYU?
Yeah, so if you can imagine, if we go on a space that's not being used, we can go even further.
Yeah. Not that there are a lot in New York. But keep yours close to the mic. These guys know what's called. We're really getting a lot of reach and a lot of distance. Nobody lives around here, that's the thing. Tell me if I'm going to bump into these guys. That's not them, is it?
Listening to WGXC Acre. Now we're going to Catskill.
Sometimes when I sit back and really let it register, I did everything I said I would and said it first. I mean, the world's in denial, but they all know what I'm headed for. We about to feed these youngins to the metaverse. Meanwhile, I'm over here just trying to pen a verse, cause I'm done being extra with the extroverts. The label used to wonder how I'm supposed to stand next to Vert. Probably never thought that I would get these legs to work. I work hard, but hard don't need no extra work. That's why I show up in a sweatshirt and let it burn. The world's mine, I just say, fuck it, let it turn. The girl's mine, I just say, fuck it, have a turn. The goats call me to the side like, can we have a word? I could've fronted, but I did it, I prefer. I know I should be humble, but it's something I just haven't learned. Soon enough, I had to make these bad habits burn. Soon enough, we about to come and get this shit we earn. You're not a fan now, but I remember when you used to be fanned out. I guess when the whole world loves you, people only got one way to stand out. All that time in the kitchen finally panned out. I put some flavor in the pot and took the bland out. I know my grandpa would have a heart attack if I pulled $100,000 out. So I'm not gonna pull $100,000 out. I'm hip-hop, do you fully understand? Fully automatic with the jams and the dope jam. At the shows, I'm about to start handing out programs, cause y'all need to get with the program. I'm a grown man, call me Pops, look around and take your phone. Man, everybody know Jack, but they don't know Jack, man. They just know I got the flows and the packed out shows. Ain't too many cons when you playing with the pros, except for how your life get exposed. But I make that sacrifice for the life that I chose. I know in Toronto they got salt for the roads, but school's closed to Kentucky, so I like when it snowed. The kids carry chopsticks, not for rice in a bowl. School counselors all know how their life is at home. Cold like the Minnesota Vikings at home. Met Drizzy, I knew he and I would get along. But it's hard to crack jokes when you really want advice. I mean, what's it like to touch gold every time you touch a mic? Touching heights, no one gets to touching life. Right, young bachelor, what's a wife? Once in a lifetime, till I say I want it twice. One of a kind, know your everything is one of mine. When the posters with my face, they know who I'm wanted by. Yeah. Yeah. Cold hearts and heated floors, no parental guidance, I just see the voids. Therapy sessions, I'm in the waiting room reading Forbes. Abandonment issues, I'm getting treated for. How much water can I fit under the bridge before it overflows? My son's gotta learn that forgiveness is a lonely road. The crib's on his wheel like motorhomes.
brother trying to text us like they know who we on. Chubbs got the magazine cover like Rolling Stone, cause we already know how they rock, they throwing stones. Whenever you getting bigger, there's growing pains. I got enough pull to make the city start throwing games. I'm out here making a mockery. I got my realtor out here playing Monopoly. How can I address you when you don't own property? They only smash you when you don't move properly. Destined for the win, but you don't get a prize out of me. I'm destined for the top, but you can't get a rise out of me. 750 for the round canaries and they glittering. They drop trash, you littering. I'm over-delivering to the point it's belittling. I mean, the PTSD is triggering. The profit is sickening. The stones are shimmering. Came from the north, but I got hot as so ain't no shivering. Yeah. Lucky me. People that don't with me, picking up with people that don't want me to with me, it's getting ugly. And every situation is transactional, and everything they're saying is irrational, and every way they're moving is promotional. Everybody's acting irreplaceable, it's like they ain't disposable. My urges for revenge are uncontrollable. I know we're getting older though, yeah, but I gotta get in back for that. It's non-negotiable, it's not even debatable. I'm getting so rich, my music's not even relatable. I blow my head up, it's an inflatable. Baby blue G class, I feel like a kid again. Praying on my downfall to make you religious, man. All I hear is plug talk coming from middleman. All I hear is tall tales coming from little man. When I say I'm very rarely referring to women. Most of the I know it, they not even women. I know that sounds like I'm being funny, I'm not even kidding. Same ones that say they run the game when they not even in it. To be honest, y'all financial situation is my biggest motivation. And how you should take that statement is based on what you're making. Whips and chains like a dominatrix. If I see y'all spit in your faces, Daytonas with the green faces. Kentucky Derby races, my presence in the spot is so abrasive. Box at the Churchill Downs, that's motivation. Yeah. And shorty like, you know that boy Jack is going places. I know. Yeah.
Everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE, Acre Catskill Hudson. Today we have a fun show. We're going to be taking a little quiz, personality quiz. If you want, you can play along. But we'll be right back to you right after the news and weather.
From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. Local congressional representatives Pat Ryan and Elise Stefanik responded on Twitter March 30th to the news that former President Donald Trump has been indicted by a Manhattan grand jury. While Paul Tonko and Mark Molinaro stayed silent in the first hours after the story broke. Stefanik, a Republican representing the 21st Congressional District, including Rensselaer County, wrote, and I quote, "This is unprecedented election interference from corrupt socialist district attorney Alvin Bragg. The radical far left will stop at nothing to persecute Joe Biden's chief political opponent, President Trump, ahead of the election," end quote. Democrat Pat Ryan, who represents Dutchess County and the rest of the 18th Congressional District, wrote, and I quote, "No one is above the law. Even a former president. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office now has an obligation to lay out the facts and present its case. I urge all Americans to reject any calls for violence and respect the rule of law." End quote. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times Union that Democrats in a New York appellate court have a lawsuit that would redraw the congressional district maps. The lawsuit seeks to compel the State Independent Redistricting Commission to create yet another map of New York's congressional boundaries. The Independent Redistricting Commission deadlocked along partisan lines and failed to create a map originally, so the Democrat-led legislature stepped in and created a map that was thrown out of the court because it was considered gerrymandered to favor Democrats. Then a special master created the district lines that are currently in place. Democrats have hired the Elias Law Group in Washington, D.C., which touts itself as, and I quote, "the nation's largest law firm focused on representing the Democratic Party, Democratic campaigns, nonprofit organizations, and individuals committed to securing a progressive future," end quote. The case is scheduled in May before the Appellate Division of the State Supreme Court in Albany. It is possible that congressional elections in 2020, 2022, and 2024 could have three different district maps if the Democrats prevail. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that while some schools in the capital region were under lockdown March 30th because of phoned-in fake threats against local schools, State Assembly Republicans unveiled their proposals to make schools safer. The proposals included adding more school resource officers and addressing mental health concerns, but not reducing the availability of guns. Assemblyperson Josh Jensen spoke about how to make schools safer from shooters, saying, and I quote, "Communications is key. Communication between the school administration with the staff and parents. Communication with law enforcement," end quote. The message was a bit mixed, though, as Captain Tracy Quinn of the Greene County Sheriff's Office said the school resource officers the Republicans want do more in other areas than provide safety for students. Quinn said, and I quote, "I would have to say our SROs act more as counselors to students than they do police officers," end quote. Republicans also backed increased mental health help, something most agree is needed throughout society after the COVID-19 pandemic. Assemblyperson Mary Beth Waltz said, and I quote, "A lot of kids came back from the pandemic and had really lost ground, not just academically, but socially. I think that needs to be addressed in our schools. Mental health was a concern during the pandemic. It's even greater now," end quote. Democrat Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins wants to encourage more retired officers in the school by lifting a cap on retirement income. Stewart-Cousins said, and I quote, "I hope our colleagues on the other side of the aisle understand there are sensible things they can vote for that would help bolster security," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that local Democrats and Republicans in Congress voted on opposite sides of a bill March 30th that would lower energy costs and hasten global warming, leading to more costs later. But it was all just congressional theater, as the bill is unlikely to pass the democratically controlled Senate or be signed by President Joe Biden. The Lower Energy Cost Act would increase domestic production of oil, natural gas, and coal, and ease permitting restrictions that delay pipelines, refineries, and other projects and hasten global warming by increasing pollutants. Local Democrats Paul Tonko and Pat Ryan voted against the bill, and Republicans Mark Molinaro and Elise Stefanik voted for the measure, which passed 225-204 in the House of Representatives. New York Senator Chuck Schumer called it, and I quote, "dead on arrival." Ryan said, and I quote, "My community has long and well-documented history of big corporations dumping toxic pollutants, particularly PFAS, in our waterways, and while there are many reasons I oppose this bill, I rise today to speak on this aspect in particular," end quote. Molinaro said, and I quote, "The historic legislation that passed with bipartisan support lowers energy costs for upstate New York families by increasing domestic energy production, reforming the United States' broken permitting process, and streamlining new energy projects, including renewable energy projects," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, and COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter and make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi. I'm DJ Somebody. We don't have the weather, so I'm going to play you a song.
Nah, loyalty and love is different. Loyalty is just like, you got to see love. People throw that British around a lot. People throw that around a lot. I don't think nobody even knows what British happening no more.
I like the better when we was low key. Now you telling all your friends that I'm different, ain't the old me. Taking these drugs, I'm at the OD. Can't tell me that you loyal or you love, gotta show me. Locked up in pain and you my code D. For all the time that we waste, we gon' need some matcha rollies. Girl, would you ride if it's a stolen? Girl, would
you ride if it's a look. Girl, I got some bad luck with love, so don't judge. You say you the one, so that makes two of us. You know I got some problems I don't really trust. Took a little minute for my heart to adjust. I know you got some problems you don't really trust. You don't wanna be the one to fall for a scrub, but it ain't what it was. It is what it is. Love it when I pull up, but you hit it when I dip. Say you mad what I did. Gonna take a trip, vacation, dozen miles from the crib. Remember when you told me that you wish you would've quit? Said you wasn't suffering with me through a whole fair. I was running to her back, told me stay up out the mix. She know I be stressing cause my brother's in the bricks. You know how I'm living, so I gotta take risks. Think I'm with some stick, but I'm probably making hits. I like the better when you use low key. Now you telling all your friend that I'm different, ain't the old me. Taking these drugs, I'm about the OD. Can't tell me that you loyal or you love, gotta show me. Locked up in pain, you my code D. For all the time that we waste, we gon' need some matching rollies. Girl, would you ride if it's a stoley? Girl, would you ride if it's a ride? Every time I'm in the gym, you the one that I call. Pass my assist on the court, we gon' ball. Got a call from the gang, say they finna break the law. No, I gotta go, no, I gotta get involved. Break up, make up, we done been through it all. Crawl far, walk, stood 10 toes tall. Even if you fall apart, both left a mark. Last one I'm loving, after that is for them all. I'm the best in the league, Mike Jordan. She gon' make it bounce like Spalding. I know what she need, ice water. Cool it down, she be knocking out of order. Acting like she need, but she can't. Set her heart, won't let it take a chance. She be acting like she need, but she can't. I like it better when we was low-key. Now you telling all your friends that I'm different, ain't the old me. Taking these drugs, I'm out the OD. Can't tell me that you loyal or you love, gotta show me. Locked up in pain, you my code D. For all the time that we waste, we gon' need some matching rollies. Girl, would you ride if it's a stoley? Girl, would you ride if it's a ride?
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to 90.7 FM WGXE. You're listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live in Acre, Catskill, and Huntsman. But if you listen somewhere else out there, we love you all the same. And today, I am joined by my lovely sound engineer.
DJ Joe Money, hi.
And today, we're going to be doing a little bit of a quiz today, personality quiz.
A little bit of a Dragon Ball.
Since me and Shahi, if you aren't a long-term fan of the show, we still love you, by the way.
We like, love Dragon Ball.
You cannot stop me from loving you aggressively.
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 Aggressive love. Take my love.
You're listening to our show. You're part of the Clubhouse Radio.
Yay.
But, you know, me and Shah are big fans of Dragon Ball Z, so we decided to dedicate a little bit of a segment to it. And we're going to do some music, too, later today.
A little background music for Dragon Ball.
That being said, want to get the quiz?
Yeah, okay. So, I got you. I thought you were doing it on your phone. I forgot you wanted me to look it up. What is it called?
Which DBZ character are you? And pick the second one. Quiz. How do you pronounce it? Quiz Expo? Yeah. So, which DBZ character are you? Quiz Expo.
This one? No, this one.
Yeah. Alright, that one's updated.
Alrighty.
2023, this is the most updated one.
Alright, where is it? Where do I start this? Right here? Back up here.
Yeah. Right. Or no, you just scroll down too. Or that works. Alright, so, what would you wish for if you had all the Dragon Balls? Peace, health, strength, longevity, success, beauty, money, or power?
Ooh. Am I going first or are you going first?
Do you want to go first?
You go first. Actually, rock, paper, scissors. No, actually, guess the number one between 10.
One.
Okay, your turn.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm supposed to guess the number between 10 for you. So that way, if it, like, whoever was closest goes first. So, I'm going to pick a number between 1 between 10.
Okay.
Pick out a number in your head, I'm going to guess.
All right.
7.
All right.
What was your number?
1.
Okay, mine was 4. All
right, I'll go first then.
Okay.
So, I feel like this is pretty vague. I don't know. Like, the wish itself is pretty vague. Like, success. What does that mean? Does that mean in your career? Can you specify?
Ooh.
Like, can you say success in my
field.
I guess. Okay, so you're going with success?
But really, I just want happiness. What's the closest to happiness here? Peace, health?
Longevity?
Nah.
Or health?
Nah, I guess just like...
Wasn't one of these peace?
Yeah, I guess peace is kind of like that.
So you're going with peace?
I'm going for money.
That was such a 180!
Happiness.
Okay, you're going with money.
Plus, listen, you can donate to charity, so there, it's still buying peace.
No. Okay, never mind. It's we're using Dragon Ball standard, so okay. You're gonna have a lot of Zenny. So
I think.
Okay. What type of Dragon Ball Z characters are your favorite?
Favorite? That's a good question.
Okay. So.
Want me to read one?
No, I was showing you a different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Between nice, temperamental, heroic, funny, somber, sexy, strong, and ruthless. That's a good question.
This is your quiz. And we're going to put it back. And we're going to do me.
Alright.
Okay, which one are you picking?
Which one am I picking?
Yep.
What's my favorite character? I like the ruthless ones.
Oh.
I like Vegeta, for example.
You deserve a dap up for that one. You deserve a dap for that one.
That's what you picked, too?
Yep, I would have picked ruthless.
Alright.
Alrighty, next question.
Ooh, how would you feel about training like a Saiyan? The options are, I wouldn't enjoy it, I'd hate it, I'd love it, I'd try to keep up with it, I'd own it and make it my lifestyle. I'd never train like that, I'm not crazy. I'd find a way to become stronger, and I'm already training like a Saiyan. Dun dun dun.
Alright.
Training, like, physically?
Yeah.
Alright. I'd try to keep up with it.
I was just about to say, I feel like you would pick that one. Next. 4.
Aliens are about to attack the Earth. What should we do?
I feel like you would say to defend our planet.
I would evacuate. What should we do? Alright, I don't want to die, because, like, I'm just a normal human. So yeah. Evacuating the city seems pretty reasonable.
So you're going to go evacuating the city? I hide under.
Yeah, all the options.
Hide in underground camps.
All the options here are evacuate the cities, hide in underground camps, prepare to defend our planet, send somebody to negotiate with them, accept the fate, and prepare to die.
Oh, Lord.
Honorably, on top of that. Move to another planet, assassinate their leaders, or surrender and let them have the planet. I would say evacuate the cities, I guess.
Evacuate the city? Okay.
Yeah. You're supposed to be picking yours.
No. We're going to do yours first. Oh, I didn't know that you were doing it. I thought we were doing yours on here. Okay. So, wait. Okay. Let's just
finish it.
Okay. All right. What was the question?
Which one would you prioritize if you were a Dragon Ball character?
Ooh.
Love.
Really?
Yep.
There's not enough love in it.
Love or peace of mind? I think I'm going to have to go with love.
Love?
All right.
Ooh, I like this photo. Right?
If you could change one more thing about Dragon Ball Z, which would it be? The options are, I'd add more romance.
No.
I'd decrease the fight scenes. Ew, no.
No.
I'd add more fight scenes. Mm-hmm. I'd add funnier characters.
Man.
I'd reduce the jokes and goofy characters.
Ooh.
Nah.
I'd add more drama.
Romance. Nah. I'd make it a tragic anime.
Ooh.
Or I'd add brutal R-rated scenes. I'd add brutal R-rated
really?
Scenes. Yes. Bro, I miss them. You don't get Goku dying while
you're right.
holding his
you're right.
brother anymore.
You're right.
Some of the most iconic scenes are the most brutal, too.
You're right.
Fill in the blank. Dragon Ball fight scenes are... And then the blank is boring, annoying, cool, mad, captivating, unnecessary, enjoyable, or inspiring. I think I'm just going to go with cool.
Alright.
Which one is annoying? Oh god,
Ooh.
I think all these are annoying. Loud chewers.
Really?
No, not all of them, but, loud chewers, slow walkers, unempathetic people, people with dry humor, babies, unstylish and lame people.
No, if you're saying babies, that's crazy.
Or everyone is annoying. Oh, dang. Ooh. No, I don't think unstylish and lame people. They don't annoy me. They're chill. People with dry humor kind of do annoy me, but I don't dislike them as much as tardy people. I think I'm going to go with that.
Tardy people?
I hate when you and somebody else makes an event and then they're late. Or even worse, they cancel it last minute. That's my pet peeve.
So tardy people?
Yeah.
All right.
How would you feel if you lost the World Martial Arts Championship? Fine. Irritated, motivated to do better, disappointed, indifferent, broken, vengeful, all of them. Honestly, all of them.
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing.
But mostly motive. No, yeah, all of them.
All of them? Yo, this is such a long quiz.
What's your best friend's toxic trait? Negativity. Well, that's... Nah, I'm not picking that
quick
one. That's
anger.
That one's such a cop-out, negativity. Quick to anger, rudeness, being judgmental, laziness, snakiness, selfishness.
What's snakiness, bro?
And what scroll up, what's it? What's your least favorite trait or their worst trait? Toxic trait.
Laziness.
No hard feelings.
Laziness.
No hard feelings.
Me?
No.
Oh. All right.
With me, for you, I think. That's tough.
I don't know.
What about your toxic trait? Oh, mine. Honestly, scroll down.
Wait, what is this question? Oh, what's your toxic trait? Dark humor. Dark humor. I'm saying that right now for you. It's dark humor.
I have all of them.
All of them?
I may have all of them.
Laziness. Chest issues. Attention. All of them?
Yep. That's gonna give me a villain now, dag. Besides of action anime, which is also known as shonen, which anime do you prefer? Seinen, which is robots, action, warfare. I don't know how to pronounce that. First crushes, school like drama. I'm just gonna say slice of life for that one.
Isekai.
Where you get transported to another world.
Well, I like me some isekai.
Kodomoku, which is like kids' cartoons. Shouju, which is like
young girls' stuff.
Like young girls' cartoons, I'm assuming. Mecha, like cyborgs. Oh, let's not say that.
Yeah.
Or dark, gruesome. I like isekai.
I do too.
It has to be written well, not whether main character is just overpowered and destroys everything. ReZero is a good isekai.
Describe your current mood in the world. Wait, I'm off my fault in one word.
Why is there I'd rather not say? That's her stoicism.
I'd say you're very energetic.
Yeah, I would say energetic. You gotta be energetic to be, you know, on top of everything with your... We got the music. We got that loud action music.
Yeah.
It's the energetic vibe.
Alrighty.
How would you use your superpower if you have one? I teach it to others. I'd use it to protect my family. I'd use it to save the world. I'd use it to fight criminals. I would use it to live a peaceful life. I'd use it to become famous. I'd use it to become rich.
Isn't or famous and rich kind of the same thing?
Yeah. I'd use it, my powers to become a thing. I would use it to protect my family.
Protect your family?
I don't really give a crap about, like, criminals. Like, dude, I'm sorry. I'm not a god. I'm not a cop.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you're not a god. I thought you said you're not a god.
But if I had superpowers, bro, like, I guess if somebody was about to die, I'd help them. But if some dude just got, like, robbed for a pack of gum and $20, bro, sucks to be you. Anyways.
That's so messed up.
But, you know, if Grandpa gets a knife pulled on him, I'm going to have to pull up on and help him.
You're going
to
help Grandpa?
I'm going to help Grandpa.
Okay.
What's a trait that every noble warrior must have? And the options, by the way, are kindness, protectiveness, determination, sense of humor, discipline, charm, vengefulness, ruthlessness. And I'm going to have to definitely say determination.
Oh.
Ooh, hold on. What's the question one more time? A noble warrior.
Oh, a noble. Okay. I'm going to say ruthlessness.
For me, it's either discipline or determination.
Ooh. Yeah, you're right.
To be noble, Noble means like pure in my mind, so I'm gonna say determination.
Whenever I think of noble, I think of like a prince or something, like those rich kids.
Random question: what do you think of having babies?
That's so random.
I don't know. Why is there I don't know option? Yo, I don't. I'm not even an adult. Fun fact.
That's so random. I'm not sure.
I guess I'm not sure because that's like a blanket thing.
That's so random.
Okay.
W photo.
Do you persuade people to do what you want? How?
No, I don't.
No, all the options are no. I don't like that. Maybe I threaten. Maybe
I threaten them. Maybe.
I don't think so. I try not to do that. Yeah,
I bribe them.
Yes, I give non-negotiable orders. Ooh, that's
sticky.
Yes, I use beauty and charm for that.
Oh?
Yes, I trick them into doing what I want. Yes, I just force them to comply.
That sounds grimy.
I use my beauty and charm.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That sounds so grimy.
I use not my that beauty way. And charm. How would you describe Dragon Ball Z to a newbie anime fan? Looking at the words, I'm going to give my answer. Eccentric.
Alright, which one's your close friend?
Alright. A cool shonen. Shonen, by the way, means action anime. So a cool action anime, an annoying action anime, nostalgic anime, a funny anime, a sad anime, a lovely anime with lots of hot characters.
Wait,
that's a little sus.
Don't say Dragon Ball Z. Okay, this is Z.
Definitely. An average shonen, a boring shonen. A nostalgic one. That's the whole reason.
Is that enough, dude?
Oh, yeah, right there.
Oh, wow. Well,
what's your style
done?
Like? Casual, chic, sporty, whatever, formal, sexy, gothic, it's not up to you. I don't know. I guess, I think the closest I could be would be gothic. But
what?
I'm not really any here, though.
What?
Really
I would say the closest is casual. I would say you're just pretty casual.
Yeah,
like,
I guess
it's
casual.
Right. When I think of casual, I just think of like normal.
I'm like a mix between goth and happy.
Really?
I'm like happy emo. That's how I would describe my style.
But like when I think of goth, I just think of like people that wear black all the time.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's not. I never really see you wear black.
That's fair. Casual is fair.
When I think of you, I think of like a happy casual.
Next. How old am I?
Wow. You're 30 or older.
Yes, everybody, I'm 30. No, I'm half. I'm about half that. I'm 17.
Next. Results are all.
I knew.
Yeah.
Alright, well.
You are Goku.
Yeah. I kind of expected that.
Wow.
That's what I got last time. Scroll up. You are empathetic, kind-hearted, and heroic, which makes you an excellent match for Goku. Wow, it's called me out. After that head injury that caused him to lose his instinctual aggression, Goku became well-known for his energetic, kind-hearted, pure-hearted, and caring personality traits he inherited from...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
There you go. He inherited from his mother, Gine. He was thought to be compassionate and respectful to others by Grandpa Gohan. But... You know, I think that's fair, because Goku is also pretty... He's kind of a savant, you know? He's good at what he does, and that's kind of what I do. I'm good at what I do, I'm good at music, but everything else, I'm kind of an idiot. So, I kind of see Goku.
Okay.
And scroll down.
Oh, my fault.
No, you're good. Is there a tie?
Scroll up?
Oh, no. Okay.
All right. Let's
watch you get Vegeta.
That would be so funny.
Dang, Goku.
Alright, oh, went too far. Alrighty, start quiz.
And hello everybody. If you are listening, you're listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill Hudson.
And again.
We're taking some Dragon Ball quizzes.
Word.
For nostalgia.
And again. We can do an underlay song.
Alright.
And again, I am your lovely sound engineer, DJ Show Money. And my lovely host,
DJ Cola.
Word. So.
Perfect background music. This is just going to be a lovely time.
So, this is where we're going to find the background. All right, we're going to go a little fast here. Let's see. What I wish for: peace, health, strength, longevity, success, speed, power. I want to say power.
I thought you were going to pick strength or power.
Let's see. My favorite.
Ruthless. I meant, not, I said strong.
That's close.
I'm going to say,
I don't know, something about ruthless fighters.
I'm going to say ruthless.
Like, one of my favorite fights is Vegeta versus Android 19.
Oh, wait.
19 is the
Cannon.
Clown,
let's say,
right?
Let's say Cannon. What's your favorite Cannon fight?
Is it 19 the clown? He took the midnight train going. You know the clown mind robot?
Yeah.
I really like Vegeta versus him.
How would you feel like training with a Saiyan? I would make it my lifestyle.
All I'm saying is, like, if you were... Dude, when he... Man said, you can have all my energy you want, but I'm going to take your hand.
Actually, I lied. I would become any way to... I would find any other way to become... I would find another way to become stronger. Oh, no. I would make it my lifestyle.
Aliens are about to attack the Earth. What are you going to do?
Let's see. Move to another planet. Let's see. What's this next question? Which one would you if you were a Dragon Ball character? Martial arts. Actually, peace of mind. Wait.
That's a good one. Peace of mind was my second pick. After love.
Yeah, peace of mind. What would it be if you could change one thing about Dragon Ball? I'd make it a tragic anime. No. I would add more drama.
When I hear the tragic anime, I just think of the main timeline. The one where Gohan dies.
If the one I'm playing Dragon Ball Z, fight scenes are boring, annoying, cool, and inspiring.
Ooh. Which one annoys you the most? Between loud chewers, slow walkers, unempathetic people.
Everyone is annoying.
Oh, I mean, that's fair. That's valid.
Motivated to do better. Actually, depending on who.
Does it say you claim in second?
No. It just says.
Oh, you lost.
You straight up lost. Like, Between motivated and vengeful.
Man's going on his Piccolo Jr. arc.
Stay motivated. Quit to anger.
Oh.
What about
your
toxic trait? I don't have a toxic trait. Now I'm playing. What do you think of my toxic trait? I don't think about it.
That's it.
Be brutally honest. Like, be, like,
brutally
no
honest.
Judgment. No judgment.
Right, no judgment. All right.
I think I have, like, two in mind.
That's tough. Trust issues.
That was like, one of my two. All
right.
It was going to be trust issues or laziness. Yeah, I'm going to say trust issues.
Ooh. Shonen aside, what anime genre you like best? Shonen, by the way. Action anime.
Isekai. I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of zooming through this. Describe your current mood in one word. Let's see. Describe my current mood. Ooh, that's loud. I'm sorry. I apologize, my lovely listeners. Worried. Energetic. Bored. I'll say happy for now. Wait. Describe my mood in one word. Like, is this like my overall mood?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd say lonely.
how would you use your superpower?
I've always wanted to be a superhero, so I'm gonna say Fight Clones.
That's valid. What's a trade that every noble warrior must have? Oh, you know what? I should pick kindness for this one. Back on it.
What did you pick?
Determination.
Yeah, I'm gonna say ruthlessness. Ooh. Random question, what do you think about having babies? I'd love to have kids one day. How do you pursue people to do what you want and how? Maybe I'd threaten them. No, I don't like that. I don't think so. I try not to do that. I try not to do it. How do you describe a Dragon Ball Z to a newbie?
That is a great question. I think nostalgic always has to win it for me. I think that's going to be what you pick at the end, too.
Yeah, that's I'm going to say nostalgic. What's your style?
You want my input?
Yeah.
I would say either sporty or gothic.
Gothic?
Just because you wear a lot of dark colors, but sporty works too.
I think it would fit sporty more than anything.
I would say sporty.
I'm gonna say like a sporty gothic. I'll say sporty. I'm not like one of those people that wear shorts, by the way. I'm just saying this. I don't wear shorts in like any weather. I'm saying this right now. Like, I'm not. I wear all black, and I wear sweats, and I wear jeans. Oh, well. Final question. How old are you? 18 to 19. I'm 18.
What?
Wow.
This quiz is bunk.
Wow. There's no way.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's me, Armani. Be sure to celebrate Women's History Month.
Oh, no, wait. That's valid.
There's no way. Actually, now I kind of want to see if...
What?
This?
Oh, by the way, everybody, I can't believe you didn't say this out loud. We both got Goku.
Yeah, oh, sorry.
I mean, we both took a MBTI test, which stands for Myers Briggs personality type, and we did get ENFP, and that's what this said. And before the quiz, even, like, what's it called? Huh? We took it, I read it, and it said ENFP Goku. So, this quiz is just a shorter MBTI test.
Nah, that's kind of crazy. Oh, by the way, we never played the 6:30 news, so we'll play that for you since it's 6:40.
Hello, everybody listening. You are listening to Clubhouse Radio broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC. If you're listening, you're probably listening to Acre Catskilla Hudson. That's our area range. But you can be listening on the website, and we love you just as much. You know, you're still a part of our click, you know?
Yeah.
With that being said, we're going to be right back after the news update.
Have fun.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC news update. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media that David Snyder was declared the winner of the Tarrantsville mayoral election on March 30th by a count of 103 to 102 votes. The one-vote victory came after Snyder had a two-vote lead after absentee ballots and two cured ballots were submitted to the Greene County Board of Elections. But the board ruled one of the cured or changed ballots invalid. County Elections Commissioner Marie Metzler and Brent Bogatis said that the handwriting on one of the cured ballots did not match the signatures on the ballot envelope or the original registration. Snyder said, and I quote, "I'm honored to have been elected by voters in the village of Tannersville to serve as the next mayor, in the largest election turnout in well over a decade. I'm excited to continue engaging with our neighbors as we move our community forward. I'm ready to get to work and serve our community in a collaborative manner. We have a tremendous opportunity to ensure that basic services are maintained while supporting our residents, businesses, and visitors. I look forward to working with the Board of Trustees as we map out Tannerville's future together. I want to thank Lee McGonigal for his years of service to Tannersville. End quote. McGonigal did not take the loss easily and may appeal. McGonigal said, and I quote, they refused to open one vote. There was one letter in the whole signature they didn't like, end quote. McGonigal also mentioned voter intimidation at the polls as an issue in the results. McGonigal said, and I quote, you're not supposed to be harassed, you're not supposed to be intimidated, you're not supposed to film people at the election place, end quote. McGonigal was first elected mayor of Tannersville in 1994, served four terms, and after a brief interruption was elected again in 2007 and has been mayor until now. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Liz Montgomery reports at Porcupine Soup that Catskill Schools went into shelter in place on March 30th after police received a false threat targeting the high school. A number of other schools in the Upper Hudson Valley also experienced similar threats this week, and several Berkshire County schools also did on March 28th. On March 27th, there was a school shooting in Tennessee with seven dead, and other threats often follow school shooting. The threat targeted Catskill High School, which has been empty all week because of a broken pipe. Read the full story at Porcupine Soup. Nancy Kern reports at Columbia Green Media that dozens of Athens residents spoke out against a tax break for Athens Generating Plant at a March 29th public hearing held by the Green County Industrial Development Agency. The IDA wants to renew a payment in lieu of taxes or pilot for the power facility located on Route 9W, but many residents disagreed. Athens resident John Cameron said, and I quote, Athens, unlike Coxsackie, does not have a lot of commercial tax brought into it, and we are being robbed of the commercial taxes which our town desperately needs, end quote. Former Athens Mayor Chris Fitzer said, and I quote, look at the businesses around here, little businesses, restaurants, mom-and-pop stores, whatever, none of them get tax breaks, end quote. Former Athens Town Supervisor Lee Parlamentaire said, and I quote, it's a sweetheart relationship between Athens Gin and the IDA. The plant's not going anywhere, end quote. Others complained about natural gas-fired plants hastening climate change. If the tax break is approved, Athens Gin would only pay $5,250,000 from 2024 to 2028, $5,512,500 from 2029 to 2033, $5,788,125 from 2034 to 2038, and $6,077,531 from 2038 to 2043. And you can read more about that story at HudsonValley360.com. Fishing season for trout and striped bass begin in New York April 1st. Brook trout, trout in inland streams, and lake trout fishing seasons run from April 1st to October 15th. For inland trout, only two fish longer than 12 inches are allowed, while lake trout must be at least 21 inches long. Striped bass season runs from April 1st to November 30th, limited to fish not less than 18 inches and no greater than 28 inches. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the Donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Your eyes are open, so never close them. You'll sail the ocean, finding where you should be. And if you're broken, you'll make your own thing. You'll make it so big for all the world to see. You'll make it so
kind of scared to drop this album. Let's push it back another week. I want to be next to forever. Find a way to never hear about me. I'm kind of scared of graduation. Cause who am I when this is done? I want to be next to forever. Forever I'll be second in line. Someday they'll be talking about me. Right now they're just walking around me. Someday they'll be talking about me. Somebody help me. Somebody help me. Someday they'll be talking about me. Right now they're just walking around me. Someday they'll be talking about me. Somebody help me. Somebody help me. Somebody help me. This is my imagination. This is how it looks and sounds. But I gotta go so much bigger, so they can never shut me down. I'm kinda scared of graduation. Cause who am I when this is done? I wanna be next to forever. So the best is always yet to come. Someday they'll be talking about me. Right now they're just walking around me. Someday they'll be talking about me. Somebody help me. Somebody help me. Someday they'll be talking about me. Right now they're just walking around me. Someday they'll be talking about me. Somebody help me. So much bigger, so everybody's proud of me. Welcome to the Neo Theater. Won't everybody take their seats? And I'll be next to forever. Cause I don't know what's coming next. I know I gotta grow up sometime, but I don't think I'm ready yet.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE Wave Farm, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. But if you're listening anywhere else in the world, you're still welcome. And today, I'm joined with
DJ Sean Money.
And I'm your host, DJ Cola. And I have a question to ask you.
What?
Yeah, you. Yeah, you in the audience.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
What?
And also you, Shahi. I'm talking to both of you right now.
Okay.
Have you drunk water today? How hydrated are you?
I haven't drinking water, but I have drank some lemonade.
Okay, lemonade's a good second, not gonna lie. A lemonade a day keeps the doctor away. What's it called? Saying I did that wrong. Lemonade a day, squeeze a lemon. There we go, perfect. I'm so poetic.
Huh?
You're welcome.
Rawr.
I need to start my own inspirational
quote
chain.
Well, it's 6:50. It's 6:51. Well, thank you. If you're just heading out, thank you for listening. If you're just heading in, hi, I'm DJ Sean Money. You're lovely. And we're taking a little quiz again with some Back to the Future music in the background. So, your favorite magical item. We were taking a quiz, another quiz off air. Your magical favorite item. This is a crystal gem, Steven Universe. Pick your favorite magical item.
I like teleporting, pad. Yeah.
I like the warp pad.
Wait, no, wait, go up. Yeah.
Alright, pick your favorite Steven Universe gadget.
I don't have it. What? What's an, I don't, none of these. Yo. I like Jelly Jiggler just because the name.
Yeah, just because the name.
What is the Jelly Jiggler?
I don't know.
Okay, that's great. What's the best strategy to say?